Welcome to the CCTA Wake Up Call Show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for visiting our sponsors and supporters. We're glad to have you aboard. My name is Bob Griswold.
Mary Griswold.
Pat Park.
Kim Fink.
And we're running with a skeleton crew right now. We got this one. Okay. How do we want to start the show? I think I'm going to ask about what's called a horrific slaying of Henry Nowak, the boy who the UK police let die. His killer had accused him of racism. He was stabbed by the other person, and then...
Let's make sure we're clear that the other person is a Sikh.
Is a Sikh, yes. And the other person had said that this kid had used racial whatever it was, and so the police...
So he stabbed him fatally.
He stabbed him fatally, and
which is a violation of the use of deadly force.
And the police had handcuffed him. This is the equivalent of the Floyd, what's his name?
It's getting
George
the same
Floyd.
Reaction.
George Floyd. It's
that
the
George
same reaction.
Floyd got in America for different reasons.
Was this, it says boy. I don't know how old this boy.
He was a college student.
Young college student.
18 or 19.
Okay, and this article indicates that there was body cam footage showing the policeman mocking.
Oh, yeah.
The victim as he lay dying. So the police there thought word of mouth. So I stabbed him because he said something racist.
Yeah.
So in that case, you arrest two people, not one. You don't know who's lying or who's telling the truth, but you attend to the victim.
You would think
unless he's white.
Yeah, unless he's white.
Britain, unfortunately, has been taken over by immigrants who are not British.
Is Sikh Indian?
Yes, okay. It's a religion.
And
they're the ones that wear turbans, have real long hair.
And the between the Muslims and the other people who have come into the country, they don't respect Western laws, and the police are so afraid of being called racist that they're not doing their job the way they should do it.
Well, you have to remember that it wasn't too long ago that the Brits finally stopped arresting people for making comments online.
Have they stopped doing that?
They were told to stop doing that.
The thought police?
They're still doing it in Germany, but in England, they stopped.
We have the same thing here, though, Mary. I think it's a little bit naive of us to think that doesn't happen here. Look at what happened in Minnesota with all of the riots last year.
I don't recall anybody in any of our police handcuffing a stabbing
victim. No, I'm just talking about the police. Mary was talking about the police being afraid to do their jobs.
Yes.
I'm saying that's already happening here.
I don't think they're afraid. I think they're brainwashed.
The police?
I think in UK they're woke.
I was talking about Minneapolis.
She was talking about Henry Nowak.
But in Minneapolis, their command staff is probably saying, stand down, do nothing.
Yeah, because we know that they were told not to support ICE.
And then if you look at January 6th, it was the same thing. You know, people told to stand down because you don't want to be called a racist, or it's not in a politically positive agenda. And it's more to me like people are trying to meet to facilitate the idea of who's good and who's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And prejudging.
That's
and
the
you bring up January 6th, and of course the information has come out lately that there were 275 FBI agents running around January 6th doing Lord knows what. We need to get back to a single tiered justice system.
Okay, we're gone down a rabbit hole. We started with Henry Nowak. I mean, let's don't give the guy short shrift. I mean, he bled to death in police custody, handcuffed, while they were mocking him.
That's horrible.
And videoing.
As a result of a white immigrant disagreement, when they should have arrested the stabber instead of the stabbee, should have arrested him immediately because the law of the use of deadly force, you're not allowed to stab somebody unless they stab you first.
The good news is that the Brits are protesting this.
Yes, it was a big protest, and Tommy Robinson led the protest, and Tommy Robinson was sent to jail for political wrongthink.
More than once, I believe.
Yes, so he's a big deal in the UK free speech movement.
Which, again, a quick refresher, the UK does not have our constitutional Bill of Rights.
They don't have the First Amendment.
They don't have the First Amendment that allows free speech.
They claim they have free speech. It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. But that's, I believe this will be a wake-up call for many in Britain to realize that they need to get back to the law working equally for Britain, for Brits, and for immigrants.
I think this also raises a question: if the UK police that were involved in this, what was their nationality or religion?
They were white. White cops.
So the white...
It's woke. Their cops are woke.
Okay.
And they're woke, and that's one of the problems.
Yeah, I've been following it. They're woke.
Woke is dangerous.
Yes. Well, it's like Trump says, everything that's woke turns to beep.
And again, we have a two-tiered legal system. The woke, you either agree with me or you're bad.
Well, I don't know whether they have a two-tier in Britain. I think they always have, because the elites get treatment one way and the commoners are...
Well, they have the House of Lords and the House of Commons, yes.
That's right.
So you said that the masses are protesting this. What exactly are they doing? Are they basically peaceful protests, or are they burning buildings down?
Oh, no, they're not burning buildings down.
No,
but it's a whole bunch of white people.
But they're Brits. They're peaceful.
And by the way, this attack on Henry Nowak did not happen recently. I think it's more...
December.
It's December. Yeah.
That's sad. It's just really sad.
It's really sad because one of the articles I read said he was the first member of his family to go to university, and they were all excited about it. And there was no reason for this.
Even know if he issued a slur. I mean, it's the Sikhs word.
I don't believe he did.
Right. He could have been an innocent bystander, standing at a bus
stop. Yeah, because they have a lot of trouble with stabbers in London.
Well, according to the one article I read, the Sikhs, as part of their religion, are allowed to carry a dagger. Now, this was much bigger than the dagger they're allowed to carry, and nobody knows what this guy was about. I believe he will be tried for murder. I believe I've read that. Mm. But this shouldn't have happened. This was horrible. And the stabber is obviously guilty, but the police bear a whole lot of responsibility, too.
I will point out that a couple of the drivers of semis with the foreign CDLs were Sikhs that killed people on the road.
Yeah, we had one in Virginia recently, I believe.
Well, actually, they had that bus in Virginia that killed five
people. He was Chinese.
Chinese that did. Yeah.
And he didn't speak English.
Did not speak English at all.
And he got his CDL license in New York State.
Okay, where do we want to go next?
You know, New York gave out a CD license to a guy, and on the license it said no name.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was
no name.
No name.
And he got a CDL. Now, what's interesting is the Supreme Court refused to hear a case that came out of Florida. Florida wanted to sue New York or the other states that are giving these illegal CDLs because they killed people in Florida. And Supreme Court threw it out, wouldn't hear it. And then what happened right after that? Another immigrant with a CDL killed somebody else.
Yeah, we need to make our roads safer by making sure that the people who are driving large trucks can read the signs, or if they're given instructions by a policeman, can follow them. I mean, because many of our road signs now, not only do we have the written road signs high up, but you have these electronic signs, particularly on Route 70, that tell you stop traffic ahead or travel times normal. I never did figure out what normal was. And, you know, they warn you of a lane switch or something like
that.
Or
an accident ahead.
Yeah, you don't want someone driving who can't read those signs.
Well, I think there's a lot of culpability with the trucking companies for hiring those people.
That's true. If they can't fill out the job application or speak
to you in
English during the interview.
Well, what happens is that they have a lot of undercover or skip town type semi companies. And they're like shadow companies. So they come and go real fast. They change their names. They hire these illegals. And then if the illegal has liability, the company disappears. And I know, was it Scott Bessent came out just recently, or Vance, and said they're going after those. They're passing a law or an executive order that traces those shadow companies, and they can be sued.
Good idea.
Yeah.
That there should be a chain of culpability.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where are we going to go?
Well, let's talk about elections, I guess.
California has been in the news.
And we don't have any real results yet.
We won't have results, I think, for 10 days.
Well, Kim wants to know why anybody in the country cares about California elections, just like we don't care about New York.
Well, if California or New York goes bankrupt, they're going to ask the federal government to bail them out.
Well, I agree. I agree with that.
And when this happened in the 70s with,
We don't want to hear about the
in New York, Gerald Ford told them to go pound sand.
Well, I'm still waiting for California to fall off the edge of the earth. Like
just one earthquake. We just need one good earthquake.
Just one good one.
Or we could pray for a meteor like went into
Cape Cod Bay.
Cape Cod Bay, yeah.
Well, it's just crazy to me that it takes 10 days to count an election when it's an electronic
Well, you need to know how many votes you need to skew the election.
You're believing it's electronic. Is it in fact electronic?
No, it's mail-in ballots.
Yeah, that's the holdup.
And you've got
and that's where the fraud is.
And they're allowed to come
in.
They
set that up as COVID. In fact, several states changed the laws.
Will there be a decision on mail-in ballots before the midterms?
Possible.
Well, the Supreme Court has to make a bunch of decisions before the end of this month when they go into recess.
Well, one of them is, what does election day mean?
Folks, on that, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters, and we'll let you think about that one. We'll probably come back and talk about it.
What's the largest gun shop in Craven County? If you said East 70 Pond, you are correct. Since Drew got back from the most recent gun show, new guns have been pouring in faster than they can open the boxes. The large showroom at East 70 Pond, slam bam full of firearms, new guns and used guns, long guns and handguns. You will find weapons for self-defense, hunting, target shooting, and collectibles. The team at East 70 Pond is friendly, courteous, and knowledgeable, especially in the area of guns. If East 70 Pond doesn't have the gun you are looking for, they'll try to find it. If you want to do a gun transfer, E70 Pond will help you do it right. If you are looking to buy, sell, or trade a gun, there's no better place to do it than E70 Pond. Of course, E70 has tools, electronics, trolling motors, and a great selection of jewelry. But their specialty is guns. And we're talking hundreds of guns. Come see for yourself. E70 Pond, across from Craven County Fairgrounds, New Bern.
Other restaurants claim their food is fresh and fast, but are they friendly? At Moore's, you're treated like family the minute you walk into their doors. With locations in Winterville, New Bern, Swansboro, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville, we've been practicing what we preach since 1945. At Moore's, our barbecue is slow-cooked and smoked over real wood daily until it's so tender it's falling off the bone. Combined with our fresh chicken, cooked-to-order seafood, and homemade fixins, we're sure you'll agree. If it's not Moore's, it's less.
Round here, folks like to talk to each other, get to know you, look you in the eye, and see that you care. We call it the human touch. Whether you were born here or moved here really doesn't matter as far as we're concerned. You're from round here, and since 1905, folks like you have been calling folks like us for their auto, home, life, and business insurance. So come see us, or just give us a call, and we'll get you the best insurance protection possible at a real affordable price. We're Robinson & Stith Insurance, because when you really need help, you'll want somebody from round here.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Welcome back again. Thank you for listening to our sponsors and supporters. So we're going to head off to the 60 Minutes correspondent, Scott Pelley. He accused Barry Weiss of murdering the show. Well, Barry was... 60 Minutes show. Barry was recently hired to probably straighten out the direction of 60 Minutes.
Yeah, she's let go a couple of people. One of them was some woman named Alfonsi. That was her last name. They didn't renew her contract. So they've been pairing off people. And I think Anderson...
And the show...
Said he's going to retire.
Yeah, and the show had really taken a very, very hard left turn.
I didn't know they could be any more left.
Well, they took a very hard left turn. And the readership apparently showed that they had gone much too far left, or the viewership.
Yeah, so this Barry Weiss...
that's him.
Well, this one is... The one on the right is more...
I had to look it up on my phone because I wasn't sure who he was.
He's not young anymore.
By the way, folks, none of us watch 60 Minutes.
No, we don't watch 60 Minutes because of Scott Pelley and people like him. But Barry Weiss had she fired the woman that had been the director of 60 Minutes for like the last 30 years. She fired her and she hired a new guy. And on his first day at work, he had an in-house meeting, and Scott Pelley decided to go off on him and display his contempt and hatred.
And, for this change of, yeah.
And you can read the letter from, this guy's name is Nick Bilton, I think. You can read the letter Bilton wrote Scott Pelley that said, you know, on my first day, instead of having a personal conversation with me, you chose to do it in front of everybody, and you made your contempt clear, and I don't appreciate it, so effective immediately, you are fired for cause.
Which is a happy, happy, happy day
for
us.
Yeah, for those of us, not that I'm ever going to watch 60 Minutes, but it's nice that they're cleaning out the stables.
I haven't watched 60 Minutes for probably 20 years.
I quit watching anything to do with 60 Minutes. Remember way back when they faked some accident with GMC trucks?
No.
It was way back when.
They did something, and NBC had done the same thing with the Pinto car or something. Uh-huh. With the setup and...
Yeah, once you catch them once faking a story, there's no need to watch investigative journalism.
And again, it's a situation. Are they reporting the news or are they making the news?
Do you remember during the hurricane, they showed Anderson standing in a ditch with the water up to his legs?
And somebody walked behind him.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's apparently now gone from that show. So I'm not sure how long it's going to take them to get
Well, you know, you look back at all the rhinos that lost their primaries, the people that aren't going to be in Congress next year, the people that aren't going to be on 60 Minutes. Steve Colbert's gone. If we could just get rid of Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, I'm thinking that maybe some good things will happen with some of the Republicans that lost their primaries, because the ones that lost, specifically Tom Massey, are very upset about their loss. And Massey, especially because of his connection with the Epstein stuff and trying to get stuff out and transparent, he has indicated that he is going to read the list of people on the Epstein list that had been redacted. And the speculation was that he could do that.
He's got another 5 months or 6 months.
But that he could do that on the House floor without worry for penalty, because he has some sort of immunity.
It's called speech and debate.
Oh, I don't know what it is, but
it's constitutional.
He'll do that.
It'll make it into the Federal Register.
But the problem with that is there are probably names on that list that are an indication of nothing.
Probably, but I think they're talking about that high names, high powerful people's names were redacted to protect the bad guy instead of the victim.
Do you really think there is anything in the Epstein files that whoever has a stake in making sure it doesn't see the daylight, that there's anything left in the Epstein files that is going to provide a basis for prosecution?
I do.
I don't.
There were another 4 million pages just released on something in the last day or two, and we can still hope. And I say this over and over. I guess I'm naive. Mm-hmm. I still think right wins, and I don't care what party they are. If they broke the law and if they're a bad guy, they need to go.
Right doesn't win in Washington.
I can still hope.
What about, let's just say, for instance, somebody knew Epstein. They were friends. They were not necessarily involved or aware of what he was doing, because I think he was doing a lot of things that people didn't know about. And they needed a ride to New York from Florida.
Like Whoopi Goldberg? She asked him to let her use one of his jets to go to some conference she wanted to go to, and he said no, and she got her back up about it.
But if he had given somebody a ride, if he was going from Florida to New York and gave somebody a ride, should that person's name be released?
Well, I don't know how to answer that, because I was assuming that the list was more comprehensive and that the list included the names of people who were suspected of foul activity, not just Ben in one of his planes.
No. I got the feeling there's about 5 names he's talking about.
You know, though, Pat, one of the things, and again, you're right, is it a prosecutable name or whatever else? But I'm looking at this election in Maine, and the Democrat candidate recently, I'm going to go to what I heard on the news a couple of days ago. Yes, he's got all these nude pictures, and he's done all this, and he's cheated on his wife, and his wife knew this, and his wife has released his porno computer or whatever else, and all of these things. None of those are prosecutable. But is the guy a sleaze? Yes, he's a sleaze.
And your point is?
Should we elect him?
That's up to Democrats. And
Well,
they reelected Clinton.
They nominated the guy to begin with when they already knew he had a Nazi tattoo and that he had made all these comments online like an idiot. I mean, he was mocking that veteran that was shot going back to rescue his comrades from a shootout in, I think they were in Afghanistan. He was mocking him, even though he's a veteran himself. His newest one was that he likes to whack off in a public toilet.
Oh, yeah.
And all of these, and again, none of this is prosecutable.
And one of the
comments.
But
it's a character, it's tremendous character flaws.
Were they saying it would be? But I think it would be because when you look at your oath of office and an impeachment, it's a lot of it is acts unworthy of the position of the office.
So but you got to prove that.
Well, that's what the Dems say about Trump every day.
But again, impeachment is not a legal, is it? Well, it's a legal concept, but it's not your character is substandard.
Character matters.
I wouldn't recommend this for viewing, but one of the characters on The View made the comment. She went through his list of all the awful stuff, and then she said, but we need the Democrat seat in the Senate, so I'm supporting
the ends justify the means.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But the Democrats are turning on Plattner. The same way
they're going to put the former governor in
the same
place.
Way they did on Swalwell. They're starting to, Fetterman said he's a creep, although Fetterman
but they're
going to
pull
outlier.
The same switch they pulled on Biden with the former governor of Maine who lost to him in the primary. I think they're going to pull her out of that.
She didn't lose. She withdrew because she didn't raise enough money.
Oh, okay.
Janet Mills.
Well, I think she's going to be pulled out of the hat and run in his place. But what they're saying is we have no principles. We just want to take over.
Well, the Democrats have been telegraphing that that's their plan all along is power. They don't care about the people. It's power.
Now, we do need to mention that we're a 501c3. And the opinions expressed are the opinions expressed.
I'm proud to say that's my opinion.
I am proud to say I agree with your opinion.
All right.
We have a quorum.
You have a quorum. You know, a totally different rabbit hole. So what's her name? Tina Peters.
Has been released from prison in Colorado. Now, she was in prison because she suspected, and she was right, that when the computers were updated after the election, that important information was going to be lost. So she backed up the computers before they updated them.
And she made the information available to outsiders, so that was a different charge.
But she proved there was fraud.
Yeah.
And rather than deal with the fraud, they sent her to prison.
Yeah, well,
that was Jenna Griswold.
That was Democrats.
Yes.
So does she get any restitution for being?
No.
However, the Justice Department is going to investigate the fact that she was mistreated in prison.
Well, they had already started the investigation, which I think is what put pressure on the governor there to commuter sentence.
Okay, I got a question. That anti-weaponization fund that Trump was trying to do, that he was going to withdraw his lawsuit in exchange, this fund was going to be created. So now they're saying that he can't do that fund. A federal judge or something has put a hold on it.
Yeah, they found another Democrat judge.
So my question is,
what happens to the lawsuit?
Yep.
They reopen it. It's a settlement. The settlement has been rejected. So now the lawsuits, now they're going to have to find a different way to resolve it.
Okay, because
because it's his money,
because
right?
Because Tina Peters could have gone.
Yes, that would have been
that's
one
what brought it to
her.
My mind, was that it would have been a way to get her some restitution. Because basically she's been in jail for, what, 2 years?
No, four and a half.
Yes, and that's just wrong. And we keep hearing almost daily more proof about the Fulton County fraud.
Yeah.
Almost daily. It makes you wonder who really won that election, even though I think it's probably a blessing in disguise because Trump had lots of time to get prepared for this time.
Okay. Folks, on that, we're going to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. This is CCTA Wake Up Call.
It's Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
Round here, folks like to talk to each other, get to know you, look you in the eye, and see that you care. We call it the human touch. Whether you were born here or moved here really doesn't matter as far as we're concerned. You're from round here, and since 1905, folks like you have been calling folks like us for their auto, home, life, and business insurance. So come see us, or just give us a call, and we'll get you the best insurance protection possible at a real affordable price. We're Robinson & Stith Insurance, because when you really need help, you'll want somebody from round here.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? People in the community that love this country to protect individual liberty and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back again. Thank you for listening to the sponsors and supporters. We're coming back, Mary. Where are you going to take us?
Well, there's a note here on our sheet that Canada has passed the 100,000 mark of lives lost to euthanasia. And there was a story recently in the New York Post about a Canadian doctor who was at Tim Hortons in Canada, started talking to this guy outside Tim Hortons.
Well, let's clarify. Tim Hortons is like Bucky's.
Well, it's a coffee shop.
It's a chain.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big deal in Canada.
And now, wait. I've got to go down this rabbit hole, because when we lived in New England and we passed a Tim Hortons, Mary had confused that with Hooters.
Uh-oh. So,
it's a whole different place.
But it was a coffee shop, okay. And a coffee shop in New England not named Dunkin' Donuts was not going to survive.
I always thought that Tim Hortons was kind of like a Perkins Pancake House. You know, I thought they were a breakfast food kind
of thing. It is. Yeah. It's more than just a coffee shop.
So the Canadian doctor starts talking to this man outside Tim Hortons, and he finds out that the guy has Crohn's disease, and he's depressed. This was in June of 2023.
I'd be depressed, too, if I had Crohn's disease.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. So what does he do? He's a doctor. Rather than refer the guy to better medical care or
psychiatrist
counseling or something like that, he offers the guy assisted suicide.
Remember Jack Kevorkian?
Yeah. So in June 2024, a year later, the guy is killed. I mean, you can call it assisted suicide. I call it killed. And he could have gotten help for his depression. He could have gotten help for his disease.
Well, answer me this. If this person had life insurance, does it pay?
I don't know. That's a very good question.
Well, what about the medical canons, first do no harm?
Also, there's a growing industry on selling human organs. And if there's somebody with Crohn's disease, but you got a good heart or good lungs or somebody, you put that out on marketplace, hey, and then he has something to give his family.
I think this has more to do with the free, quote unquote, health care in Canada, because it takes a lot of people off the waiting list.
Yeah, and you have to, in Canada, if you have a problem, you may wait 6 months to see a doctor.
That's why a lot of Canadians come to the U.S. for treatment.
I was unaware.
And unfortunately, our states are allowing assisted suicide. Some of our states have made it legal.
I wouldn't say a lot.
No, not a lot. Wow. They're starting because of the example from Canada.
Wow.
But
I just see it as a very slippery slope.
They have very long waiting lists. Like if you needed a scan, an MRI or a CT scan, months and months and months. Even if you have cancer, they've had people with cancer die before their date came up for scans.
Is it that they don't have equipment, or that there's
when something is free, it tends to be scarce.
Okay.
And the thing that gets me too, they refer to this program as the MAID program, medical assistance in dying. So it sounds so innocuous. It mm-hmm. sounds so innocent. There is nothing innocuous or innocent about it.
But the conflict that we've heard is you come to grandma and say, do you need medical care or do you want your grandson to go to college?
Oh, wow.
And that's it. So now you've put that trip on grandma that you need to,
You're in the way.
You're in the way. Yeah.
You have no value.
So we're sitting around here. We're all pro-life.
But you see, if you're pro-abortion, what difference does it make at what point in life you kill somebody?
Well, as a Christian, I can't reconcile either of those things in my mind.
Well, of course not. But leftists aren't Christians.
Well, it's the value of life. And I believe we talked, I'm not sure if we did, about the organ harvesting in China.
Right.
And again, if you don't value life and you look at a group of people as less than human, which is how the Chinese look at Falun Gong and the Uyghurs, then you can use them to harvest organs because you don't value life and they have no value as human beings.
They're just a number.
But think about a black market opportunity, too. You could even, with the China, they were doing that with people that were in prison.
Yeah, that's the Falun Gong and the Uyghurs.
If you've got somebody in jail, maybe even on death row, they sell, auction off their organs before they kill them, or, I just see this as really bad.
Well, there was a man in Israel who managed to get a heart transplant in China in 2 weeks.
How much did it cost him?
Oh, lots of money. But Israel has since passed a law that says we will not cover, our medical insurance will not cover any transplants in China. We will not encourage them at all. But again, in America, you would wait for years. And there is an effort, and I hope it's unsuccessful, in America to change the definition of when somebody is actually dead. Because really, in order to harvest a heart, you have to be right there when the person dies.
Well, I have very limited medical knowledge, but I watch a lot of medical TV. And
you mean like...
I'm not a doctor.
What is that?
You stayed in a Holiday Inn once.
Yeah, she stayed in a Holiday Inn.
Right. And they usually indicate that there's different tests that have to be done to assure of brain death before they were able to harvest any organs. Different...
Yeah. And I think some of that, unfortunately, may be changing.
Like I said, I'm not a doctor, but I've seen one on TV.
That's right. I played one on TV.
That's right.
I haven't even played one. I've seen one.
But the conflict that we're talking about is who
Grey's Anatomy.
Who's volunteering to be the candidate for euthanasia? Is it that person, or is it public pressure, or is it the family pressure, or who is doing the volunteering?
I'd say follow the money.
Or is it depression?
It could be depression, but still, somebody's making a buck off of these people wanting to die.
Well, they're clearing the lines on the medical treatment thing. And China is, I think a cornea transplant in China is something like $40,000. And if a liver transplant is like $130,000. So, I mean, China is financing its whole medical community by these horrible transplants.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about a organ transplant black market in Canada.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah.
No, it's strictly China.
And they're not paying these people money.
No, I know.
To volunteer for euthanasia.
But if you think about depression, and here we're all talking subjective. If there's somebody that's depressed, mm-hmm. that has a life insurance policy that pays off at death, and they've got a kid, they're divorced, they say, well, I'm no good here, I'm not happy, I'll go leave my kid $20,000. Now, I'm hoping there's a suicide clause in most insurance policies, But it just seems to me that it can, that there can be ill uses for it. I think it's a slippery slope.
Well, if they go to a state where euthanasia is legal, is that considered suicide? It's medically assisted suicide, so could it be regarded as medical treatment?
So insurance has to pay for the suicide then?
I don't know.
If it's deemed medically necessary, I don't know. It just sounds like social engineering.
It's exactly what it is.
And it's sad to say, but there isn't anybody sitting here at this table that they would try too hard to save, because we're well past the contributing to society stage.
I beg your pardon.
None of us is working. We're not working.
We're retired.
I'm working right now to get
we're
the message
drain,
out.
We're a drain on society.
That's what I was trying to say.
And creating controversy at the same time.
Amen.
That's why we do this radio show.
That's right. Stir them up.
And if you want to talk to us and be on the show and tell us how we're wrong, you're welcome to come. Just call Bob.
We're just kidding.
Bob at cctaxpayers.com.
Email Bob.
I'm not Bob. Kidding.
Bob at cctaxpayers.com.
She's virtue signaling.
That's a new one.
Let's talk a minute about the war in Iran.
Which side do you want to be on?
Well,
it
seems
over.
To me, and I don't claim to be an expert,
but you
that negotiating with Iran
is a waste of time.
Because you don't know who you're negotiating. The president just resigned. Which means the IRGC is in control.
He claims he didn't resign.
Really?
Peshkarian or whatever his name is.
Oh, he says he didn't.
He says he did not resign. But he did admit that the IRGC is in control.
Well, he has as much power as we do in the United States government.
Who's the leader of the IRCG? Do we have the
IRGC.
Name? Whatever. Do we have the name of that person?
We're not sure.
But again, the IRGC, you're dealing with what's called the 12ers. These are the people that want to create chaos, and they don't care if they die in the process, because when they create chaos, the Mahdi, who's been at the bottom of a well for 12,000 years or something.
The 12th Imam.
Yeah, the 12th Imam. I don't know how many years he's been in the well. Thousands. Will show up again. And everything will be fine, and the Muslims will rule the world. So that's what they're looking for.
That's why it's so dangerous for Iran to get a nuclear weapon, because they're crazy.
There is no downside to having the nuclear.
Yeah, there's no. They don't care if they destroy the world. It's not important, and the 12th Imam will show up, and everything will be better after they bomb everybody.
Yeah, I don't think they figured out that Israel's close enough to them that if they nuclear bomb Israel, the fallout will kill them too.
Well, not only that, but Israel has the Samson option, which they don't talk about a lot. I don't know if you're familiar with that at all. The Samson option means if we are ever going to be overrun or destroyed, we unleash all of our nukes.
Call that the dead man switch.
Well, in Israel, it's the Samson option.
The equivalent of the old man.
That's really Old Testament.
Yes, it is. And that destroys the whole Middle East. So, negotiating with the IRGC does not strike me as fruitful. I think they're stalling for time. I think they're practicing Hudna. And we can talk about that when we come back.
Well, quick, define Hudna.
Calling a peace treaty, a ceasefire while you rearm.
I think that's what they're doing too.
Yeah, they're digging out their missiles.
Yeah. Okay.
Folks, on that, we're going to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. Again, this is CCTA Wake Up Call.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Other restaurants claim their food is fresh and fast, but are they friendly? At Moore's, you're treated like family the minute you walk into their doors. With locations in Winterville, New Bern, Swansboro, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville, we've been practicing what we preach since 1945. At Moore's, our barbecue is slow-cooked and smoked over real wood daily until it's so tender it's falling off the bone. Combined with our fresh chicken, cooked-to-order seafood, and homemade fixins, we're sure you'll agree. If it's not Moore's, it's less.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back again. Thank you for listening to our sponsors and supporters. Now, you wanted me to, when we're talking about
Trump's negotiations,
I believe he has to negotiate to the point where he has convinced everyone. He has tried every single option available before he finally flips the switch that says, you're out of here.
But he has his representatives doing whatever negotiations are, but they're not negotiating with Iran. They're negotiating through other countries. So I don't know what gets lost in translation or what's really being said, because every time Trump comes on and says we're close to a deal, Iran comes on and says, no, we're not.
Yeah, well, that's their propaganda. That's like Baghdad Bob.
Mm-hmm.
We're winning. Any minute now, and then our troops show up behind him, drag him off the podium. They're going to say that. You can't trust anything they say in public. But they're actually in Pakistan. They're not sitting somewhere else. They're in Pakistan. We're on the other side. Pakistan is hosting the negotiations. So the two parties are actually talking to each other.
Okay, so Iran people are talking to American people.
Yes.
Now, whether those Iran people actually have any power to do anything, that's a whole different story.
And again, I agree with what Bob said. Trump has to prove that he has exhausted all options before he turns them into a parking lot.
Well, I'm ready for him to turn them into a parking lot.
I am too, but again,
I think it makes us look weak again.
I do too.
Because the Democrats here again, they're starting to call Trump Taco again.
Yeah.
Because he talks tough, and then, well, we were ready, but because Saudi Arabia said this, we're going to give him 60 more days?
Yeah,
no.
He keeps ignoring all the violations of the so-called ceasefire.
And Iran just bombed, what did they bomb?
Kuwait.
Airport.
But the U.S. escorted, 60 ships through the straits?
Hormuz.
Yesterday.
Well, does Kuwait have their own army?
They have us.
Well, it would be nice if some of these...
They do have their own attack aircraft. That's a whole different...
Well, if we are in a ceasefire, it doesn't mean that Kuwait is, or Saudi Arabia, or any of...
Oh, they've been attacking. They've been attacking.
I don't know.
It's the Middle East, and it's always going to be a mess. And I believe another aspect of this is that there are things going on behind the scenes regarding the Abraham Accords, and it may be that Trump is lining something up in that direction before he strikes. I believe he will strike. I don't know when. He better do it soon because, as you say, he's looking weak.
Mary, what do you hear about the relationship between Netanyahu and Trump?
I think the media is trying to push a split. I'm not convinced there's a split there.
I think they work well together. However, the rest of the Middle East, again, they do not have the same thought process that we have in the Western Hemisphere. They don't think the same way. I know that what we've seen or what we've heard, like going back to Afghanistan or whatever else, is the Afghanis would be loyal to whoever's winning today. If somebody else is winning tomorrow, they're now loyal to that person instead, or that.
The other aspect of it is that Americans are impatient. We think the microwave's too slow. These other cultures look in things in terms of centuries, not in terms of decades. And also, we know there's a midterm election coming up and there's a presidential election coming up in 2 years.
They know that too.
So that's part of it too. Now, you had something else you wanted to bring up.
I was kind of upset this week with reporting on musical artists reneging and bowing out of the celebration.
The 250?
Trump's birthday party for the, and because these artists were saying that they were misled and that this has turned into a political event. And I just strongly disagree against that. And I know Martina McBride specifically had said that she had gotten information that it was a political event, but she sang for the Obamas. Wasn't that a political event?
Mm-hmm.
So I just see a bunch of fear mongering again, and I don't quite understand why. When we were in D.C. 2 weeks ago, there was 15,000 people in that mall, just everybody kind of in celebration of the country. I don't understand how anybody could have anything negative about a concert in a patriotic venue celebrating 250 years of our country.
But I think you're ignoring the pressure on the musical artist from their fellow musical artist. And the like in Hollywood, where the wokeness, you know, all the for the longest time, any actors who were in favor of Trump were afraid to admit it because they would be blackballed.
Or anybody who is booking concerts. I mean, is it the concert booking folks that are going to say, you play there, we'll never book you another
right.
concert?
Well, yesterday I read an article about the Black Crowes. It's a rock band. They had a big concert. And one of the lead singer went off on a anti-Trump rant and said that all the people that voted for Trump were ignorant MFers. And the audience got up and started leaving.
Well, good to them.
Yeah.
It's the country's 250th birthday. Whoever is president, it's still the country's 250th birthday. And there's already been some effort at sabotage. They screwed up the water lines going into the generators or something.
Well, I'll tell you. And Trump said yesterday when all these people were backing out, he says, well, maybe I'll headline the event. And I hate listening to Trump speak because he says the same thing over and over.
Repetition is the mother of learning.
I'd rather listen to some good music. I saw Big Rich.
Yeah.
He was saying that he'd be willing to come and do it. But I just don't understand what's wrong with having a celebration.
Well I got to tell you. Every year, and I don't know if it happened last year, but I know most years, I'll say that, the Beach Boys have been the headliners in Washington, D.C.
Some of them have died. Some of the Beach Boys.
Yeah, but they still got a band going.
Well, I got to tell you now we've got an ace in the hole because we can recall the ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee. He knows how to play bass.
Yeah.
Well, Vanilla Ice isn't backing
that
out.
Is not
yes,
backing
Ice,
out.
Ice Baby.
I saw that.
CNN tried to get him to throw, you know, aspersions on the whole thing. Well, why are you staying? He goes, because I love my country.
Well, I think we need a Dixie Chick the people that have...
Oh, I do too. Well, you know, I was overseas in Germany when the bicentennial happened, and there wasn't any pushback against celebrating the bicentennial, and the pushback on this America 250 just
it's crazy.
Flabbergasts me.
It's crazy. I don't get it.
It's still our country. We need to celebrate it. However, some of the artists that are protesting this have not been relevant for a good 10 to 15 years.
So maybe they're trying to be relevant.
Yeah. So, I mean, when was the last time Bruce Springsteen had a hit album?
I saw a funny meme on Facebook, and it was saying somebody else that you wouldn't see there was Milli Vanilli. Remember, they were the ones that were...
lip-syncing.
Yeah.
And they backed out.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was Milli or Vanilli.
But, I mean, how many of the people backing out are people that are currently top headline?
But see, none. I would think if I got asked to participate in that, it would be an honor.
It is an honor to be asked
to do that. And not just that, but I can't imagine the cost of an event like that, because I don't imagine that those artists were going for free.
No.
So... who knows?
Well, you know, if you look at the Kennedy Center, they were going to close it for 2 years for renovations, and they found a federal judge that says, no, you'll take Trump's name off, you will not close it, you will do the renovations, regardless of what the construction people said about the danger of being in the building because of rotting timbers and whatnot. And this judge says, no, you'll do the renovations and you'll run the darn thing.
Is that going to be appealed?
Yeah, well, and
the, no, Trump says, I'll just give this Trump, the Kennedy Center, back to Congress and let them deal
with it. Yeah, because Trump was going to pay for the renovations.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it goes all the way back to the TDS. If Trump's involved in any way, shape, or form.
Well, of course.
And that's not healthy. That's not healthy for the country.
Now, Dr. Oz, I think.
Yeah.
Somebody made a...
They asked him,
how do you treat TDS? And he says it's very hard to treat stupidity.
But it's, again, I think the TDS has been driven by the media.
I do, too.
I think the media has separated us.
Don't forget the Democrat Party.
Well, they haven't helped either.
We've got rhinos that have caused trouble.
Yes.
Too.
But we've...
If you think about Marjorie Taylor Greene, look at the damage she's doing right now.
She's hanging out on vacation in Florida with Cassidy.
Well, I'm just saying that there's some Republicans that are pretty...
Oh, yeah.
Cassidy.
But their goal of... it seems like the goal of the media was to separate us. And because when we are unified, we can accomplish amazing things.
That's what Biden used to say.
Well, let's go back to Alinsky's rules. What were the Alinsky's
rules?
Rules
for radicals.
Yes.
Rules for radical.
Dedicated to Satan, by the way.
And you divide and conquer.
You overwhelm the system.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what's happening. That is what's happening. You talk to young kids now about life, and they are all very, very progressive. They don't really... think that there is any value in capitalism. They think everything should be equal, and they don't understand that somebody's paying.
Equal and free, yeah.
Well, they've had the Howard Zinn history books. But there's also, at the same time, there's a revival happening on some of our college campuses. And as those kids turn to Christianity, that's going to make a difference also.
I hope so.
Well, the other revival that is happening is there is, over the last couple of years, there's quite a change in, do I have to go to college?
Right.
Or can I go
and
to
I'm a Charlie Voc- Kirk. Thank you, Charlie Kirk.
Or right. can I yes. go to a Voc school, Voc, yeah, vocational school?
Yeah, I look at college as another 4 years of indoctrination. When I graduated high school, I think there were 7 kids in my class who went on to college.
Wow.
And there was like 208 kids in my class, but we lived in a coal mining, steel mill, rubber. You know, it was, you went to work. And the kids that wanted to be doctors or lawyers or engineers, they went to college, but most people weren't. And back then, mom and dad didn't pay for college, nor were they expected to, like it is today.
It was very, and the government didn't pay for college either.
Right. and working for a living was not frowned upon. It was manual labor. And that's what we're going to have to look at, because AI is going to take over a bunch of those intellectual jobs.
Yes.
And you didn't have 5 years to sit in the basement and play a video game waiting to decide what you wanted to do.
I'll tell you one thing. I've been watching videos on YouTube of court hearings, sentencings in criminal cases, and I'm frankly shocked at how worthless and horrible the public defenders are.
Okay. Folks, on that, we're going to have to end the show. Thank you for listening, and thank you for staying with CCTA Wake Up Call.